Our saint today and our connection with the gospel according to Matthew is a wonderful time of things coming together in the spiritual world. First, Saint Ignatius of Loyola was a soldier, as you probably heard. Then he did very well. He was growing, and that was his mission, was to conquer, you know, for God. And then he was realized that actually he was called to be a fighter in the spiritual side. You know, they say that when he was injured, basically hit by a cannonball in the hospital, he was reading all these valor stories about soldiers, and he was done. And so he then began to read the lives of saints. And his very beginning of spiritual discernment came when he realized what he was reading. You know, he didn't feel happy when he was reading about the stories of the soldiers. Just didn't feel well. But when he read about the saints, he was excited. And so today, that's one, you know, two processes in his discernment and spiritual discernment and thinking is consolation and desolation. I actually just wrote a little bit about that for our next bulletin, about the consolation, the time where we know we're feeling something that's peaceful, that is loveful, that we know it's something holy, versus those times that we're angry or we don't feel like we're loved or we think we're lonely. That's a desolation that we can be targeted by the evil one or ourselves or the world. So Saint Ignatius, now think about this reading today, which I also think is awesome, that, you know, sometimes wouldn't it be nice if every parable that Jesus said just tell what it was about? Because there are a couple, but other ones we need to think about what he's talking about, learning him and studying what he's teaching. Well, here's the war that Saint Ignatius is talking about as well. Many centuries after St. Matthew, according to St. Matthew, said through of what Jesus said. And again, the disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field," which he just did. He just flat out, "This is what it is. This is what I'm saying. Catch up, because I'm going to do some more of these." Said, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man." That's Jesus. The field is the world. And think about our world today. Right? Think about Jesus today. Think about the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. You know, that's us. And we always need to continue to be just purified as who we are, as God's children. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. Sometimes it's good to go face to face with what we're going against. Obviously, in our country, there's different ways that we Catholics are challenged, persecuted, kind of a cakewalk versus 2 centuries ago or 18 centuries ago. But still, there's challenges with the evil one. But that's the big picture of what the war is. It's for each of our souls. It's for our salvation. It's the place to get to heaven. It's kind of the tug and war of our soul, which is why Saint Ignatius started the whole order in a special way to have those spiritual exercises to think and discern how are we called to be in the good position. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Another image of what our history is, both ourselves and the whole world. So anyway, a great connection today with St. Ignatius. Another great passage, a parable where Jesus taught it and continues to teach us about it and how it could help us today.